Yeah, I made a mistake. I thought there was we start to go on him today, but really there's still one more Rabbeinu Tam. it ties in with the Gaonim, but okay, so we discussed the three Mahalchim within Rabbeinu Tam. The Shavos, that it's 72 minutes equal. Then there is the Hezbeire, that means it works by Svara, so that means you have to have the Svara, meaning it has to be equal darkness, wherever part it is. You can't say 72 Shavos, because 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael is much darker than 72 minutes in New York. So then it's a double standard. So then it has to be something else. So who did we see? We saw Meir Posen at 16.1. We saw who else? The Marif. He said it was what? What did he say? So he was saying like 18. Right? But therefore that's going to be a different thing. And then the third one was the Mechas Kohen, that it doesn't even have to do 72 minutes. Now that Sefer Zmanim Bavona points out that there's a fourth approach, but he doesn't even put it with the first three, because like he feels that, you know, it's too mechudish. You know, he doesn't really, even though you'll see that there are poskims that held that way. And and that is, so what do we say? We say like this: Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, it's 4 mil, however way you want to learn it. So it's a 3 1/4 mil vadayom. When does that start? Shkir Rishona. Then 3/4 mil is what? Shkir Shnia. And then is the, and then the 4 mil. And then the Gaonim and the Grah, we're going to see if they exactly are the same. But the way people say it over is that Shkir Rishona is Shkir. There's only Shkir Rishona. That's all there is. Then there's 3/4 mil. Right? And then there's Seis HaKachonim. Right? So obviously that's a big difference. That's a big difference. But there is a school of thought that says the following. And tell me, I don't know what your knee-jerk reaction would be, and then you can tell me, and then after we see the things inside, you'll tell me if you think it's a possibility. Is that the 3 1/4 mil, listen to this, doesn't start at Shkia, because if that'll be, it'll be 3 1/4 plus 3/4, 4 mil, it'll be a Ferrari. So there is a school of thought, of her. I know you're not happy with this school of thought. But there is a school of thought that says that the 3 1/4 mil starts before Shkia Rishona even. In other words, Shkia Rishona is 3 1/4 mil before what we call Shkia Rishona. And Shkia Shnia is what we call Shkia. And then there's the 3/4 mil is what? Is after... Then 3/4 mil is Lila, but when is that? At what we call Shkia. So in other words, basically the 3/4 mil of Rabbeinu Tam and the 3/4 mil of the Gro and the Gonim are the same 3/4 mil. It's just that the 4 mil of Rabbeinu Tam is only called 4 mil because you start counting 3 1/4 mil before what we call Shkia. Yeah? Rabbeinu Tam says 2 Shkias. The Shkia Shnia is what we call Shkia. And therefore the 3 1/4 mil is what? Is 3 1/4 mil when? Not what the normal, what's the normal shot? 3 1/4 mil starts at Shkia, what we call Shkia, what he calls Shkia Rishona. this school of thought is going to hold that a 3 1/4 mil starts when? Before what we call Shkia. And when is a 3/4 of a mil? At Shkia. And that's what he calls Shkia Shnia. And then the 3/4 of a mil, and that's the 4 mil. But the 4 mil of the Rabbeinu Tam and the 3/4 of a mil of the Gaonim end at the same time. Well, meaning it's like right, but it's going, it's on its way down.
It might start to dip off the other way.
It's
all,
right.
The first edge of the bottom brain starts to dip.
It starts dipping. And then, Shalom al Yisrael! Wow! Yeah?
There's only one Shkia, then.
No, I mean, it's two Shkias in terminology. That 3 1/4 mil is before what we call Shkia is Shkia Rishona. And then what we call Shkia, Rishona according to Rabbeinu Tam, or Shkia according to the Gra, is Shkia Shnia of Rabbeinu Tam. And then is the 3/4 of a mil.
Wait, but then when Shkia Rishona then? Oh,
Shkia
Rishona,
we had
a
quarter
of 4 Shkia?
Maybe. Wait, yeah. That first Shkia.
In other words, when will Plag Mincha be according to this? 75. Right. Yeah. Fair after Plag.
So the 3 1/4 mil before Shkia Rishona is already Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is 4 W.
Right, Shkia Rishona, which is still Vada Yom.
Yeah.
Which is still Vada Yom. Yeah. Okay, let's see whose opinion is this. Well, let me show you what he calls it on page 7. Sefer Hazmanim Bavana, page 7. Page 7. Look what he writes. Before you got to see what he writes on page 7. Medav Zen, page 7. Zimel, you see what he writes? Look what he writes. Inyan Yud, Dache Gishol Rabbeinu Tam, Shelo Niskablu Bebeit HaMedrash. This is the... In other words, all the other three, you know, are Niskablu Bebeit HaMedrash. This, he says, is not cool. But it doesn't make a difference, because according to this pshat, it's just the gross Zman. So it's like, if you do it, so you're not doing Rabbeinu Tam, but you do it, even if it's wrong. In other words, what this Pshat wants to say is that this would be even Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the Kiddush. But let's see who says it. Okay, you ready? I'm going to take you through a tour, as he points out, of the through the generations. Okay, you ready? Hamster? Through the generations. We're going to start with the tshuva of the Marach or Zarua. Who was that? He was the son of the Orzarua, Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Orzarua. He's a very, very big poser. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik followed his shita about, his shita was if you eat a piece of cake on Shabbos, kezayis, you have a suffix birkas hamozen. Because the Gemara says that Shabbos is koveya. For Meister, so that anything you eat on Shabbos is called Achilas Keva. So if you eat a Kazayas of cookies on Shabbos, it's a Suffolk Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would never eat cookies and cake on Shabbos unless it was within a meal. Because any time he would eat, it would be a Suffolk Achilas Birkas HaMazon. That's the Marach or Zarua.
The son
of the original.
That's right, Moses. Shabbos and a Pesach then. We eat matzah shiros. That you don't have to eat a huge.
Yeah, the question was that's based on. Yeah, maybe. So let's see what he says. Page 2. Mishutishka Chav Mahavi Ben Hashmashos. Upeish Rabbeinu Tam Misof Shchia. Tishka Chama is Ben Hashmashos. And when is that? Sof Shchia. Nearly She'ein HaChama Nireis Yosef B'Rosh Yehorim Havi Sof Shchia. So he says, what is... Whereas instead of using some people, instead of using the terms Shkia Rishona, Shkia Rishona, Shnia, they use the terms Tchila Shkia and Sof Shkia. So he says, what is Sof Shkia? When you can no longer see the sun if you're on the top of the mountain. So what does basically that mean? That's Shkia, that you can't see the ball of the sun. That's Shkia Shnia. He's saying that that's what we call, what the Gra calls Shkia, what Rabbeinu Tam calls Shkia Shnia or Sof Shkia. So he says it. Tishka Cham is Bein Hashmasho. So when is that? That's She'ein Acham Aniris Yosef Rosh Ha'arim. Means when you can no longer see the sun. So some say you can't. Sun is based on if you're standing on the ground. So the other sheet to say no, it means if you're standing on the mountain, could you still see? You can see the sun for longer because you're standing on the mountain, so you can see further down for more time. So he says that is she'ena chamaniras b'yosef rosh harim havisov shkia, and then that's ben hashmashos. So Shkia is the beginning, is Shkia Shnia. And then after Shkia Shnia is Ben Hashmashos. So this Marech or Zeruah is the Shita. You see? The Harari. Tuzen is the Marech or Zeruah. Akim, you see? It's the Marech or Zeruah. What do you say, Rav Max? Rebu? Yeah, he likes this. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think? If he this... Why would you say in Achanami? In other words, the Gra obviously didn't interpret Rabbi Hintan that way. That's why he was arguing with him. But it could be that if you interpret... In other words, the Gra did not interpret Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam this way. If he would have, he wouldn't have said anything. But if you interpret the Rabbeinu Tam the way the Marech or Zeruah says, then basically he comes out to be the same. Yeah? I mean, it's a Rishon. It's a Rishon. Niren, it's a Rishon. Huh? Yeah, the Gra could go weiter, do something else. And so that's number one, okay? Now let's look in the Meiri. 3 1/4 a mil before
Ashkir.
Plag HaMincha is no, it's an hour and a quarter. Okay, it can either be before Tzeis or before
the Shkia Rishon.
Before
the Shkia Rishon? Yeah, 20 minutes before.
But you count the 75 minutes from the Shkia Shnia, you see.
Right.
75 minutes before what we call Shkia.
Yeah.
So 3 1/4 is 58. That's 72. So it'll be 15 minutes before you know.
Is Marech or Zeruah saying that it's getting the
sea level, and you look up, and you see the when it's about Hamanire for MJR, that means that you're actually seeing the actual sun or the rays of the sun.
What do you think it means?
Maybe I'm buying from the Carolina we saw.
Maybe you are.
Yeah, I
think I am, but
I
don't know,
it's
me.
I think it's possible to be interpreted that you're seeing just the rays of the sun, no?
It has chama. Eina
chama nireis yosef shehar. Well, the part itself says, yinia chama v'reish
and
karma.
And also the
group you
bring from that.
From
that
Gemara. Right, it's a few places. What you hear that separation? I'm also not saying I'm right at home, right? I can't also use the sun itself.
Yeah. But you're seeing the sun.
The actual sun.
You don't have to say you're on top of the mountain. You could say you're, but at the same time, but you could
the
see.
Actual sun. You're seeing the actual sun.
Because if you would be standing in Rosh Harim, or you would be standing on the ground, and then you can see the sun on the top, and now it's starting to descend. Let's see the Meiri. Yeah, let's see. And the.
So why not the Meiri? As I said, that is green and what I'm looking for is the Arizona. It's the Shkia, right?
And then what we call Shkia is either called Shkia Shnia,
right,
or Sof Shnia, or Sof Shkia. Those are synonyms, Shkia Shnia and Sof Shkia.
Right. So when is not the middle of Allah, what are you allowed to do and not allowed to do?
Well, let me ask you a question. If you hold the normal Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, Tom, what's the Nafkamin Allah?
Well,
don't
tell us the
right. So whatever you can say about the other sheet, you say it
right
here.
Right. Yeah.
So come back at Seishia, right? Come back at Seishia is before our sunset?
No, it's Sovshia is sunset.
What do you say?
Meaning you can't see. Right, because. Okay, because it's a little later. Because if you're saying that you follow it based on
the highest point
of the area. Like Rabbi Body holds that if you're on an airplane, so you're higher than and it's light, so then that's still yom. A woman can do a hefsek tara. He holds on a plane. If he's still can see light based on the being in the plane. And let's see the Meiri.
So according to this, the Meiri Tam and Koronin hold space at the same time. Three quarters of a mil after our scale.
Yeah. Well, that's a question. We'll have to see if sea level really, anyone really says sea level. I'll make a pact. Look on page 3. Beta Shmoshos. Meiri page 3. Harei Sofek Yom Sofek Laila Veizu Ben Hashmash Hashnachu Gubor Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi She Ben Hashmash Rav Yehuda Hu Mishetishka Hachama Sof Shkiyosa. What is that? It's all Shenichnus Kula. The whole thing was Nichnus, when he went below the horizon. Kol Shepnei Mizrach Madim Perish Lamata as long as the sun is above the horizon, its rays are going to cause the east to still have light, because the light is still above the horizon. But once it dips below, that's called Sof Shkia. Because it's not gonna cause any light anymore on the Mizrach. And look at what he says at the end of the paragraph. Moshe Omru b'Psachim. See Tzadidalet. See the end of the paragraph. Mishkiyas Acham says a Chover Arbaz Mil Peirusha Mitchilas Shkiyosa She Matchelat Likones. The nearest Adayin Maat Maat was. It's dipping. So for 4 mil, it's dipping, until the whole thing's. So that's the same idea. That the 3¼ mil is before what we call Shkia. So you have 2 Rishonim like that. And then there's a third opinion, the B'nai Tzion. Who is a descendant of what? Of the Bagal HaMukos, who's related to Rabbi Izzi here. So Rabbi Izzi likes to follow the Bagal HaMukos. The B'nai Tzion. Now I happen to like the B'nai Tzion because he's one of the mid-Pacific poskim. You know, the guy with the dateline. He holds you go to the end of the continent. I like those sheets. You know, not the 90, not the 180, mid-Pacific. So he says the same thing. He says that, on page 5. So he uses a lashon here. Look on page 5 on the left side. Like the last word on the line is atzmo. Don't remember you the atzmo. Shkiyas Chavim says Chavim Avril Ma'im Mitchilas Shkiyah Mitchilas Shkiyah Shel Hashkiyah Rishona Shel Karnei Hashemesh Shel Nei Hashemesh Zosi Haschol Shkiyosa Shel Chama Shehi Kam Alsem Rishona Haschol Zvichosa Al Yosa Al Ofek Ba'alos Hashachar V'gam Shel Kas Berishona Tachas Ofek Nes Rishona Ba'ove Arkiyah. So what does that mean? The Gemara Raya, the Mari Mishkiya, we show Karni Hashemesh. There's the sun rays, like you said you would do. Sun rays are starting to diminish. Yeah. Until they... And that's 3¼ mil. Tishka hain of emes, or tishka hachamel gufa v'hitzkel kare shemesh sh'achere hachamel hari v'lishtakeya sh'ye gimere v'il v'lai v'adai v'shkiya zunikas v'emes shkiya shniya. So the gemara p'sachim is v'chatzchal shkiya karni hashemesh. So he says that when the sun starts, the rays start to diminish, that's Tchila Shkia, and then when it goes below the horizon, that's the Sof Shkia, and then you have 3/4 mil Benesh Moshes, and it says it's Chacham. So basically, all these three Marachar Zerot, the Mira, and the B'nai Tzion, all say there's no machloikis between what?
Yeah.
Now, this is what he writes in the Sefer Zman Bavona. Darki Gisha Rabbeinu Tam Shalom is Kabbal Beit HaMedrash. This is like too much. This is too much. And you look on page 8. On page 8. I'm going to Sadi with Don Shapiro. You can even see him. Toshav Yerushalayim. It's different from Shub to make see him. Toshav Yerushalayim. He needs more than a Shemayim. He wants to say a Kiddush. Mustafa, he didn't have the Marach or the role one meeting. But he felt he was the first one to say it. I mean, the Miri they just found how many years ago. I remember when it first came out, the Miri. They were selling it here, in this room. I told you, the farm sale used to be in this room. I remember when they had the set of Miri first came out, they were selling it here, in this room. 40 years ago. Well, it hasn't been used for that. It was abandoned. Why? Someplace, whatever. Yeah. He said, Welcome to people with Shemayim, but he was Machadish on his own. If he never saw the Mir, he never saw the Marach or the Ruch. So some see it, he is Shemir, so we're in time, but Asia, Hashem, and Shalom, 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 and Shalom. So he says, Hagrat Shapiro, Av Masik Lalocho, She'efshir Lahakti B'mlocho, Mosei Shabbos, Kibibo Malos, Atilu Nabrein Tam. 6 degrees. How much is 6 degrees? I should read this thing on time, but what he tells you exactly. How many minutes is 6 degrees below the...
It's 16.1 is 72 with New York, right? 26. 27.
So basically, he holds that 26 minutes after Shkia, he has to remain at top. Well, yeah. So that's what he says.
In Yerushalayim.
And then, this is, he writes here, same as Mani Bahalocha. This is the same as Mani Bahavana, quoting the same as Mani Bahalocha. Says he's basically the Marach or Zeruah. But then he says, Lachrona, his parcel goes to Kosef. The Rebbe Rav Yaakov Laser. You heard of Rav Yaakov Laser? You heard of Rav Yaakov Laser? Okay, you gotta know this. He was a big Hasidic Rebbe in Antwerp.
Oh.
In Antwerp. Yeah. He passed away not so long ago. And Ravadi's wife is when Rabbi told me his wife is Laser, I asked him, that's from the Hasidic Rebbe from Antwerp. So he nodded his head, yeah. Yeah. Because I remember Rabbi Eisner from Pesach told me that he remembers that someone got sugar from her Yankee. So, and he brought back to America, so it was a big thing. He got sugar from her Yankee. You know, that was a big rock. It was a sugar from the Yankel. He's a Yankel later. So the Rebbe, now it sucks, right? Now it sucks. He brought it from the Yankel. So apparently, he wrote Ha'aris on the sake of the day see him. The Yankel. They said, I'm here, come, Yankel. Yankel. For us, he ever said that on the same as that. He said, the truth is lacking in the Sefer. mean, he doesn't mean he did it willfully. He thinks he thinks it's the wrong trap in Rabbeinu Tam. Shemir Yavu HaKalmid and Yitzhaku Kach HaLachu L'Maitza. And he feels that people are going to open up the B'nai Tzion.
If you get it, so the sixth floor down the way, both of you don't have access to the B'nai Tzion.
Is that why?
And it's crazy. People are going to start asking you like this. But he writes, if you want to write something on your yoga, if you want to write on the side of the page, the B'nai Tzion, Allah Almighty, when he will say Shabbat, and he calls it Asya Bichon Mahim, and he tells that story of Habib, Shady Hoy, the people around the world of Muhammad, they have a couple of Muflah, he can pick up a problem, but still, you have to see his right.
He says, look what he writes, the Da'at, Kori Chalim Shahi, he did the Hoy of Baal Muhammad, and I lost him. So the Gagan was saying that the big thing, I lost him. But under the end of your Torah, all that three also. Not that I love him, but I love the end of the book.
That's the Gary.
My love for him is exceeded only by my love for Torah.
The Gary Tzedek.
Hatsayer Yaakov Leib. That's his name of this. So if you point out that the Vizi, the Kavrusa, he's a Mishpacha of the B'nai Tzion. Then he says, "Nochtovu Moreinu Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Naiman." Where was he? He was the Rav in where? Montreal. Montreal, right? So it's Bell's Montreal.
Yeah.
Bell's Montreal. Cousin Shagron of David Shapiro BK Beveso. He said, Rav Dovich, the B'nai Tzion came to his house, and Rav Naiman was befalpil with him. Have a halah omad b'daito. But the B'nai Tzion, he stood fast with his shita. Now, years ago, there's a Torah journal called Or Yisrael. It comes out in Muncie. And he has an article, this fellow from Kol Vizhnitz, Zman Haskolos Ben Hashmoshos, Ha'im Nechlechu B'zer Rabbein Tam V'Hagaon. So the normative is to say yes, but he did this, and he quotes all those same poskim.
So what's a kula on Motzei Shabbos? Is a kula on Erev Shabbos?
Why?
You can't. Because the original understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, you had three quarters of a mil, it's only because of the Shabbos.
Right.
Here, it's already some shear.
According to this version of Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be machmir on Friday. Yeah. And then in the footnote here on page 15 on the bottom, the editor writes that he's quoted from all these who showed him, says the B'nai Tzion says it. Well, and he says, you look at the Balatanya and the Siddur and the Groa, it's a Mashmal Hedish, should have been a time of going to Chokim and item, like you said. The Groa, obviously, but that's not a cash. The answer is that they didn't learn like this. In other words, whatever. In other words, obviously, this is not the pshat that everyone understood. So then, in the more recent years, there's a sefer that came out on page 16 from Rabbi Gettinger, Rabbi Menachem Gettinger. He was the rav in the Young Israel in the West Side, 91st Street over there. So he wrote a sefer called Menach Yoma. I got it. You have to get it directly from Ezra's Torah. In other words, after you have to little history. Ezra's Torah was a very chashuv stock organization, and who was in charge? Rav Henkin.
Thank you.
Rav Henkin was the Nasi. He was the Poisek Hador. And then after Rav Henkin, Rav David Lifshitz, 475 West 186th Street. That's where I live. There's Rav David Lifshitz. And after Rav David Lifshitz was Rav Gettinger. And then Rav Litwak. Now they moved out of the Lower East Side. It's not Pashas. They moved it to Pomona. Where is it? Long Island or something? Munson? Where is it? Munson, Rockland County. Yeah, so they moved it out of the Lower East Side. And then Rabbi Riff was also, he was, was that his father-in-law? Rabbi, I think he also was had. So he wrote a sefer called Menach Yoma, because he says, Targum Ukulus, Vayishmu as a call Hashem Mishalach Magad, Miruch Hayom. So he quotes the Ukulus on page 16. Vishomu Yaskal Meimra Hashem, Timhalach Beginsa, Lemenach Yoma. Well, the day was ending. So he writes something over here. Take a look on page 18. Look what he writes. He says, "Ilu hayu rabbeinu tam v'agrad nefgoshim b'chayim u'bizmanam b'mokam echad lo haya shum machlokas b'neim." But again, a kviyas has man ba'ofen ma'asi be'erv Shabbos shereh shichim limonim yasis melacha. What? Well, that's what all these other people are saying. He says that. He's working that really they're the same. I mean, you can say that if you hold like the Bnei Tzion and the Merach Hazaruah and the Miri. Not what everyone else says. Okay, you have to read the sefer. It's not an easy sefer to understand, but basically he's saying something like that. And then there's the sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos.
So he doesn't the Torah, so the Menach Yoma doesn't relate to the Bnei Tzion, etc.
He might. Well, he said no. He said they wouldn't argue. He says if they would meet in New York.
And he says, "There's Bakoros Yilachri, because of the poet for them that."
Right.
He wants to go with the original husband.
No. In other words, he's saying that people, his opinion was distorted. So he wants to go back with what he thinks the real Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is. And then he's saying that the Gemara and Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't argue. If they were both Rabbanim in the Shtat, in New York City, and they would send out a calendar to their community, they would both have the same Zman for end of Shabbos.
So which is like the
Yeah, I have to see if he's working with the same that Cheshman, but...
But what does he mean in the next paragraph? He wants
no, because everyone now is saying Rabbeinu Tam is much later. That's what people are saying.
Oh, so
that's
the whole...
He said, I want to go back to the Makor or Rabbeinu Tam that they're not... He's not saying much later. The original.
So what do we consider the original?
The original is what he considers the original.
The original is like
is that he's the same. His Semzman ends the same time as the Gros, like the Merach Hazaruah.
Oh, that's what he calls the original.
The original.
Would they say that people that who claim they hold Rabbeinu Tam now would be holding of someone's opinion, or they say it's just a distortion of Rabbeinu Tam? I mean,
well, what he really thinks. That's what he really. Like all these people say that Rabbeinu Tam is really, and that answers all these questions of how can he say so late? How can Rabbeinu Tam? Because the big question of the Grah is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you miss out a lot. You miss out on a night for a whole bunch of months. Is time it gets night, it's already the next day. Yeah.
People that don't like this
reason why he has earned the title, the title of his amendment.
Right.
One of the issues that they feel that the motivation to say this Zayatek, in their mind, the Zayatek, is because it's, you want to try to make sure the two sheep is like a revisionist thing, that's not really true.
Yeah, because the assumption was that the 4 mil are starting after. So all those three versions all assume that. The Shavos or the Hasberi, they all assume that. Here he's totally, you know, making a whole new.
So it could be. Hear why people would have a kind of. Now that we find that the Syrians were not of the rule, such a thing. So it's not even they weren't coming because they had a maybe they were. Because they weren't coming because they had to be Sekhara, they had to be the Ashim. They were coming because they had to say, oh, it's really not.
Yeah, nothing happened, but he still thinks, I guess it was so much embedded in our psyche of the Rabbeinu Tam that, like, this was considered. See, everything else, all the three other Mahalchim are working with the same concept of it starting at a certain time. The question is, well, you know, how far does it really go? But this is totally uprooting the whole, because basically, you know, you're taking issue with you're going against the Gra. It is, like Max said, you're going against the Gra's, assumptions.
He wants to protect the Ashurish. He wants to protect the Gra's,
He was before the Gra.
They were before the Gra.
Yeah.
Still
the sheet of the Gonim and the Gra, till we see if there's really a difference. Now, the Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, he's a Talmud of Rav Yashiv. He's a Rav in Israel. Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman of the Bridge Shul, he's a big chassid of Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. In fact, he has a shelf in his house where he has all the svarim of Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. He's like Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp chassid. He also wrote this sort of thing called Hilchas Shabbos B'Shabbos and Sefer Mishmeres Moed, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So he works with this Mahalach. Recently he wrote an article, Rabbi Hoffman, in the Jewish press about Seisa Kachavim. And he quotes from Moshe Mordechai Karp. So basically he says the same thing. There was he's bothered with the Metzius. How does it work? I made a time. The stars are from before, and all the questions. So he says, if you say like me, then. And that was the minhag. The minhag was like 48 minutes, 42. Yeah. So you say like me, the minhag was like Rabbeinu Tam. So we followed Rabbeinu Tam all the years, but Rabbeinu Tam is this early Shita. I mean, the Beit Zion says it's how many minutes? 26, 27 minutes. So he, I don't know if he's necessarily saying that. He's saying, okay, let it be 42 minutes or something like that. But the way you start earlier. And he says here, on page 22 of the bottom left, Gam Shulchan Aruch Shehidi Dira Shulam Menatam, because the same question that Bir Alocha asked, why is he saying this thing of the 4 mil in Hilchas Erev Shabbos and not in Hilchas what? End of Shabbos. So he answers because the end of Shabbos is the same. It's only relevant the Gabe how Zman Tosefesh, and that's Seitz HaChachavim, and that there's no Machloikas. But then he says, he quotes the tour from page 23. He says, the tour on the left, top. When the tour says, Rishon Chalav says, Umisha Eidu Boki Bashir Ben Hashmoshos, Yimar Elahadlik, Bocha Shemesh Moroshe Ha'ilonos. But if you don't know exactly what Shki is, so you should light candles when you see the sun is still on top of the trees. So then you know it's still young. So that's what he says. So then, so from that time on, you could be Moses. So that's what he says. So when the sun is starting to, the rays of the sun itself is starting to be shokeya, that's he wants to say it's not necessarily from this sunset. But it's between the Soralios Kea. Okay, so this is a similar idea.
So he's against the Venetian?
Venetian.
What? He's against the
Venetian? He's saying a similar idea. Saying a similar idea. And then he quotes the Ramban, quotes the Gemara, the Shimsha Reish Nikli Oslo Shraga. When the sun is there, you could still light the candles, and that's like a Hakaka. You're asking me, what's the significance of that Zman? The answer is that as long as the sun is still there, up above the trees, or the rays, then you can still light Shabbos candles, because you can know it's not Shabbos yet. And then, because maybe we don't know, Shabbos really coming is only when it goes below the horizon. And we might not know when it's below the horizon. So the precaution, go with Shki Rishonah. So Shki Rishonah is a halakhic time that from that time you know that but you don't know, really, you can wait till later. But as a precaution, you already start lighting the candles now. You're not booking exactly when it goes below the horizon. See, it's like that, you want to know, can I still light candles? So if you see the sun or the rays of the sun above the trees, you can still light candles. But in a harabe, it would be booking. Then the Shki Rishonah wouldn't have any halachic ramifications. The only thing would be halachic ramifications Shki Shniyah, and that's what Ben Hashmoshes says. And he's saying that's what Rabbeinu Tam. So this is a whole new halach in Rabbeinu Tam that you just push it early, and then he comes out with it. hated the drug. But they were, you know, so it goes back to Rishon, right? The Iri, the Marachar Zarua, and then you have the Bnei Tzion, and then you have a contemporary who wrote like that as well. And those are the, so basically, it's a chula and a chumra, like Chazal has said many times, because it's basically taking away all your leeway after Shkia, no bother you anymore. So that's the chula that you wait till right, 25 minutes, really, you sit there and make a town.
Remember, you're saying in Europe that they did a lot after Shabbat, after
Shabbat.
So then you're talking about the same thing as well, right? Because we said that.
So they were still doing, but they were what we call Shkir, what we call Shkir Rishon, the real, they did Malacha very late.
But
the Chasam Sofer records that you do Malacha and therefore you could do a Bris, right? The baby was born on Friday evening. 10 minutes to 20 minutes, 10, 15 minutes after the Shkia. Motzai Shabbos, say, it was more than that. Saturday afternoon, and later, it's still going to be considered Vada Yom. We could do a Shabbos Bris, according to the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer, as they point out, is similar to the Mitzvah Kohen. So for 48 minutes, whatever, then you have 15 minutes before it's made a shvashu. But then for a good half an hour, it's about a yom. And they used to do malacha. So in America, I told you, the Sama Rebbe says in America we all have to stop at Shkia. For a Harfer's point that I think that that's only for the rights, it's not for the Rabbanim.
When you're trying to calculate when you need bris, calculate when it's only
Vada Yom? Well, Vada Yom is, well, for a Bris or for a Shabbos Bris, it has to be Vada Yom.
Yeah.
And for a weekday Bris, if it's something, then you'll go the later day.
But for Shabbos specifically, you
Shabbos Bris, you have to be Doka Shabbos, has to be Vada Yom. Okay, so I think maybe tomorrow we'll, I think it's next one is starting to go to. But this is an interesting, even though this wasn't in the base measure, this is the lowest tableau in the base measure.